gift within the house. We don't want religion. What we need is a relationship with you. Touch us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Have mercy upon us. Thank you for forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for giving us another chance to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a new year. It's a new season. It's a new day. Father, we thank you for fresh anointing on evangelism in this house. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give the Lord God a clap offering. This will conclude our worship experience. If you're here, you're looking for a church home, or you want to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to stand here with my lovely wife while the choir, please take a break, go get something to eat, and come back. Amen. For the glory of God. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. New members, come forward. New believers, come forward.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
We are in a spiritual warfare, and God doesn't want cowards in the middle of a war. Watch this. In walking in power, I don't know about you, but if I'm in the trenches and I'm in a war, that joker that's next to me, I want them either as strong as I am or stronger. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, be strong in the Lord. Watch this. Walking in power. First of all, he says, for us to walk in power, there has to be a connection. You cannot be disconnected to Christ and walk in power. The Bible says, look at the verse. The Bible says, he says, those that walk in the flesh cannot please God. So if you are walking in the flesh, you are disconnected. To walk in power, you've got to be connected. There has to be a connection. Watch this. In John 15:5, watch this what Jesus says. Pull it up. John 15:5, he says, Jesus says, I'm the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth what? Talk about, and I, talk to me, isn't that connected? He that what? And what? He says, the same do what? Not just some fruit, they bring forth what? Much fruit. For what else did he say? If you are disconnected, somebody ought to be shouting right there, because Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. He says there has to be a connection. He says there have to be abiding. You're going to have to abide in him and him in you. That means that Jesus and you becomes one. Now, when we start talking about this, I know that some people say, well, if I get so far into Jesus and let Jesus get so far into me, then I'm not going to be able to have any fun, that it's not going to be, you know, the Christian life, it's going to be boring, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm not going to be able to do that. Well, here's what I need you to know. The best life that you, the most filling life that you will ever have is the life in Christ. The most fun that you will ever have. You're going to discover, I want to talk to somebody who's afraid to make the next step. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have the fullness of life. You're going to be able to have a party that will last from day to day. See, you're thinking of the flesh. I'm not going to be able to drink. I'm not going to be able to smoke. I'm not going to be able to curse. I'm not going to be able to clown. Well, you don't want to do that anyway. Because those things are just temporary. Watch this. There must be a connection. Watch this. He says, you have to abide in me and my word abide in you. Look at John 15 and 7. There has to be a connection. Watch this. Jesus says, if what? Say it again. And what? Then what? Somebody say connection. See, that's your connection right there. Jesus says, watch this. We've been, let me tell you, here's what I don't like. I don't like for anybody to teach the B part of that verse. It shall be done unto you. You ask the Lord, he shall be done. It shall be done unto you. You ask the Lord, it shall. That was taught to me so long. It shall be done. People was teaching me that stuff. They were only giving me the B part. They were hiding the A part of it. They were just giving me the B part of it. You shall ask and it shall be done. You shall ask. And I said, well, I'm asking and it's not happening. I was living after the flesh and I was asking Jesus in the spirit and nothing was happening. I was down on my knee asking the Lord, 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 give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me. And the Lord was saying, well, you got the first how, learn how to abide in me and my what? Somebody talk about in my word. See, when that word is down in you, that word is going to do something for you. It's going to clean you out. The word is going to lead you. The word is going to, are you with me yet? The word will bring you all the way from your feet to your face. I'm asking. Jesus says there has to be for you to walk in power. That's why some of us are not. Listen, this can't get any power until it's plugged into a socket. Talk back to me, children. Watch this. That's the reason why many of us don't have any power. We don't have any Holy Ghost power. We got clowning power. We got power to jump, but we don't have any Holy Ghost power. We don't have any victorious power. It's because we are not plugged. Maybe you can go join the biggest church. You can go join any church that you want to. But if you are not plugged into Jesus, that light doesn't come on. I've had some instruments where the plug, where the outlet, the socket was good, but the plug was bad. Sometimes it's not the church. There ought to be three folk that ought to go to shout with me. I left that church because it was so bad. Sometimes it really wasn't the church. It could have been the plug that was plugged. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here today. There has, somebody say connection. The next one, watch this. To walk in power, watch this. Not only must there be a connection, but when you are connected, everybody hear me. Everybody pay attention to me. Because when you are connected, then you start to have confidence. The reason why your confidence is so low, that you know why? It's because you have to get connected. The word Jesus has to abide in you, and his word have to abide. You have to abide in him, and his word abide in you. You get connected, then you get some confidence. People treat you like a dish rag. Because you're not confident. Are you with me yet? You're being treated like a wet dish rag. Because you're not. You know why? I got to go around and ask everybody how I'm doing. Child, how I'm doing? Huh? Is I'm doing this right? Is this all right? Is that all right? When you get connected, your confidence get to a point to where you don't have to ask anybody whether you're doing right. You just know. Because in Psalms 23:6, you'll learn to understand when things get tough for you, he'll say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because God is with me. Are you with me yet? Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That's when you're walking in power. That's when you have power. When you don't have to worry about whether nobody come to your aid, come to your rescue when you're in trouble. Well, Jane didn't come. Eric didn't come over there and see me. He didn't call me. Billy didn't even call me, and I was in trouble. I don't need nobody to call me when I'm in trouble. I don't need them to call me. I got somebody that we could call. I wish I had somebody. The person that you should call is the Lord, and he will answer. Are you with me yet? I'm mad at Cora because when I was going through it, Cora wouldn't even call me. When I was going through it, Kyra, she's supposed to be so holy, she wouldn't even call me or do nothing for me. Are you with me yet? Jane wouldn't call me. I'm sore now because they wouldn't call me. I'm ready to not talk to them no more. I'm ready to not speak to them no more because they didn't call me when I was in trouble, when I was going through my crisis and about to crumble. I found myself there wasn't nobody else there. Well, I want you to know that Jesus was the one who closed those doors. He didn't want nobody to call you. He made sure that every time that they did, that your line was busy. When you came out of the storm, some of them people gonna tell you, girl, I tried to call you, but your line was busy. Jesus had the line tied up. Your confidence started to grow. God wanted to keep you secluded. He wanted to keep you secure. He wanted to bring you out so you can be by yourself, so it can be just you and him, and you can learn how to trust and depend on God rather than man. Cell phone get cut off when you're in trouble. After there's a connection, then there comes a confidence. You start to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to feel no evil. Because thou art with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me. Is there anybody here that know what I'm talking about? God's going to prepare a table before you right in the face of your enemies. There are some people that are wondering why I'm not freaking out. There's some folk that's wondering why I'm not fighting. What I need to fight for. The battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. I just thought maybe I'd throw that in for free. I got a bodyguard. I got two bodyguards following me. Goodness. I got some pit bulls. What are you jumping up in the air about? Your confidence should get to a level that when you are walking in power, that you gotta know that you 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 know. After there's a connection, then there's confidence. Your confidence starts to build as you walk more in power. When you start walking in the Spirit. Just, I tell you what, I'm going to dare some people today to make the transformation. Watch how bold you get. Watch what you're no longer going to run when people start talking about Scripture. When people start talking about all of that junk. Watch how you're not going to run, how you're going to be able to go in to your word because the Holy Spirit dwells in you and going to pull that word up out of you. You're going to wonder sometimes, whoa, where did that come from? I dare you to get up in the morning and have a prayer life and have a study time. Because later on up in that day when you need it, you're going to wonder, whoom, where did that come from? When you go through some stuff and they try to plot against you and plan against you, when Satan and his angels try and get together and try to hurt you, your confidence level is going to grow because it's going to come up with Isaiah 54:17, and you're going to know then, before the day is out, you're going to say, no weapon. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Watch this. Here's what you've been cutting yourself short. Here's how you've been cutting yourself short of your blessings. Because you've only been reading the first part of that verse. And you stop. This is why I'm not freaking out. This is why I'm not panicking. This is why you shouldn't panic. This is why Christian Love don't panic. Remember I told you, Christian Love don't need anybody to pray for her. Christian Love is righteous enough to pray for somebody itself. Do I have three believers in this house? Like we so pitiful. We so weak. We so frail. We so fragile. Well, you know, you pray for Christian Love. I don't need nobody to pray for Christian Love. Christian Love is strong enough to pray for herself. Christian Love knows that no weapon formed against her. Are you with me yet? I need about seven believers to get up and give God some praise. Be some folks that have confidence. These are some people that know that God, see, when you start walking in power, you start walking in confidence. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue, are you with me yet? Don't you stop. Don't you dare stop. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God say, you got the power. You have the authority to condemn. I'm about to finish. You can say, I'm about to finish. That's if you can. You got the power to condemn it. Well, somebody said, well, okay, Pastor, you need to give us an illustration that Jesus walked up to a fig tree that wasn't bearing any fruit, spoke to it, and wham, it was out. You have the power to condemn. Why are you letting tongues lead you? Why you letting stuff depress you? Boy, the worst thing they could have did was allowed me to get well. Should have caught us years ago when we were sick. But now we're well. See, if you'd have caught us when we were sick, we were weak. We couldn't help ourselves. But now that we walk in the Spirit, somebody ought to talk back to me. They should have got you when you were a baby, but they messed around and let you grow up. Patrick, they should have. You see, now is the time to attack you. You're down, you're out, you can't make it for yourself, but messed around now and let you get in the Word, and the Word, you abide in Jesus, and Jesus abide in you. You're going to get so strong. And the devil going to say, God, dog. After there's a walking in power, somebody say walking in power. After there's a connection, watch this. Stay, leave that, put that scripture back up, because I'm not through with it yet. You not only have the power to condemn it. Come on, bring it back up there. Watch this. Not only, he said, this is your heritage. When you're a servant of the Lord, you got something coming. Something that has already been laid up. That's what a heritage is. That means that you are entitled to it. Because the Bible said that we are sons of God in Romans chapter 8. We are sons of God. So therefore, God laid something up for you. So this is your heritage. They got some people that clown when the parents die. God left us enough to where you can get it, 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 you can get it. Not only can you get it, but your children. I wish I could get somebody help up in here. This is the heritage to the servants, those who are walking in Jesus. Those who are in the Lord, those who are pleasing God in the spirit and not walking in the flesh, though this is their heritage and the service of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. After there's a connection, after there's confidence, go back. After there's a connection, after there's confidence when you're walking in the spirit, then you're going to find that it's continual. All right. Somebody say continual. See, walking in the Spirit is continue. For us to walk in power, we have to continue. It can't be, listen to everybody, I need everybody to listen to me. It can't be when you get better, you quit. You pray two or three, and you get a little something. You pray to God for a car, and then after that, you quit coming to church. You have to continue, because Satan is there waiting on you to stop. Somebody didn't get it yet. You're going to have to take control of your flesh, or your flesh is going to take control of you. Boy, this is ugly. Boy, this is ugly. God told Cain in Genesis chapter 4, God told Cain that sin is outside of your doorstep, and it is crouching like a lion. And if you don't take control of your flesh, your attitude, your body, your mind, it's going to take control of you. Told you this message was going to get ugly. If you don't take control of your body, if you don't take control of your mind, it's going to take control of you. And it's going to destroy you. Ask Cain. In Genesis 4, Cain became the first murderer. Took his brother clean out because he would not listen at what God was telling him. You must continue walking. The word walking, a walk in the Bible, is mentioned 390 times. I do my homework. That means that it's continual. It is not two or three times, then we stop. It's 390 times God tells you to walk. One thing, one of the reasons I think God tells us to walk and keep walking is he don't want what's behind us to catch up. You need to know that when you stop, your sins will catch up with you. Somebody didn't get that yet. I need to throw that out there again. It's in there 390 times. God said, don't stop. The only time he wants you to stop is when he wants you to stand. Other than that, keep walking. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, keep walking. Don't stop. Don't delay. Don't tarry. Don't quit. Second Corinthians 5:10. When you continue, then the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? See, that's when you transform. That's when you got the transformation going on. That's when you go from common to uncommon. He said, therefore, if any man, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are what? All things become what? That means that if you, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, watch this. He says that when you continue, that means that you become, you walk. The more that you walk, the more you transform, the more you spiritually evolve. Do I have three believers? You go from this to this to this to this to this. It's because you are continually walking, you evolving. You can even take, if you want to, I don't believe it, but you can take Darwin's theory that we came from an ape, which I don't know, which we know that we didn't. But you will see when you study science, it says that man came from this to that, to that, to that. And as he kept walking, denying, he become a man. Well, spiritually, we come from little bitty babies. And as we walk in Christ, as we obey his commandments, as we obey his word, we get bigger and we get stronger and we get more confident and we walk and we get more powerful. And after a while, we become grown Christians. Here's what the Spirit does then when you become a grown Christian. The Spirit be so big in you until some fights that come before you. The Spirit said, you can handle that yourself. I wish I had some believers. You be asking God to move the mountain, the Spirit be saying, you can move it. You're asking God, Lord, I need you to move this obstacle. That's what mountains are. I need you to move this obstacle out of my way. The Spirit said, you can move it. Speak to it. I'm trying to find my climbing boots so I can climb this mountain. Jesus said, you don't need no climbing boots. Watch this. You must continue in God's word. Walking in power. Walking. This is going to be a series. In power. In power. I'm not talking about faking. You got some people that psychologically faking themselves out. Well, I'm all right. If you're living in the flesh, no, you're not. Can I tell you what you are if you're living in flesh, living in the flesh? If you're walking, being led by your flesh, can I tell you what you are? In trouble. I'm through.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.